Hey there. Thanks for listening to the Amateur Tarot Podcast. I'm your co-host, Brian.
And I am your other co-host, Ben.
And we are about to embark on this non-mystical, mystical journey.
We are two guys who have no business reading tarot who will read tarot spreads.
The spread of a tarot is how you deal the cards out, and there's lots of different ways to do it. For our podcast, we are using a very simple layout. It's a three-card spread, one card representing the recent past, one card representing like immediate action that needs to be taken, and one card representing a future outcome and goals.
And one thing that we stress on this podcast and to keep in mind is that while some people believe in the tarot as a future forecasting device, we take a much more rational approach and see it more as a storytelling device or a way to organize your thoughts. So when these cards come up, we don't take it as a reading of the tea leaves. It's just one way to interpret and see your problem and consider a potential way forward.
Well,
let's jump into some questions.
Let's get started.
Andrea asks, should I finish grad school? I feel like I've been in denial. Do I truly want this anymore? So in the reading, we turned over the Emperor, the Ace of Swords, and the Four of Wands. So diving into the interpretation, the Emperor is like the father of the tarot deck, and he represents authority and structure, you know, much like any political leader. He's a provider who protects and defends his loved ones, and that makes me want to ask, who is the Emperor in this situation? Is there a family member, like your father maybe, who pushed you into grad school? Or is it more of a personal thing? Are you the Emperor in your life, trying to find security and comfort in what this degree represents? So the reason that this fits with your situation so well is that grad school lays out a really obvious path for you to follow. You know, you go from step A to step B, and then you get your degree, and then you get a job. But quitting leaves you with no real roadmap forward. And, you know, like any political system, the emperor craves structure, and there's a bias towards the status quo. And repressing what you want to do, you know, like your heart, over the need for comfort and security that this path provides, which is your mind. And that's not to say that that's a bad thing. Sometimes we need to follow the path that we should take over the one that we want to take to achieve our long-term goals. And so the question that the Emperor is asking and that the next two cards reveal is, what's the right approach in this situation? Should you continue moving forward down this path, which definitely falls in line with the Emperor, or should we abandon the Emperor and follow the path that your heart wants you to follow? And so our next card, our immediate action card, is the Ace of Swords, which represents a double-edged situation, one with pros and cons. And in this case, obviously, that's whether you continue to pursue your degree or abandon it. It also symbolizes a moment of mental breakthrough or clarity, one where you're going to see the way forward and you're going to move towards that goal. And obviously, the downside of this card is that it's not really answering our question. It's not illuminating a way forward or letting us know if we want to stick with the Emperor or abandon him. However, the Swords are a suit of the mind and a suit of intellectual pursuits, and the Emperor is that embodiment of rational, logical thinking. So it seems like this sword is more in line with the Emperor. And then as for our future outcome, as is obvious from the image of a couple beneath a canopy made of wands, the Four of Wands represents a time of celebration and success. It indicates a transition. On the card, it literally looks like a marriage, but this could be any state change, any accomplishment of a big goal, and it embodies those positive feelings you're going to have after tackling a challenging project. And in numerology, four also speaks to structure and stability, which echoes the Emperor from earlier in our reading. The Four of Wands is one of the most positive cards in the deck, and it speaks to fulfillment, and it provides encouragement when things seem dark and daunting, and is a reminder that all good things in life don't come easily. So So taken with the other cards in this reading, the Four of Wands says to me that you need to stick with the path you're on, that grad school may be challenging, but you're on the cusp of a breakthrough, and one that's going to make this all worthwhile and ultimately result in triumph and celebration. Thanks, Andrea.
Kelly asks, how do I maintain mental health and life balance? She's particularly talking about the fact that she has to juggle being a mom of three boys, running a business, being a wife, being a friend, and kind of a fear of losing herself in the process or ruining someone's life. So trying to maintain that balance and mental health is what we're focusing on here. So this spread was interesting because they were all reversed. We had a Three of Wands, Ten of Pentacles, and a Page of Swords. And so three reverse cards isn't unheard of. It's not necessarily an indication that everything is bad, though. From the things that we learned about you from your question, you're a mother, a wife, a friend, an entrepreneur, and then you also are a person. So that's a lot of things to take care of. But things can feel like they're upside down in life. And so that's like a manifestation in this fully reversed spread. So moving forward, just remember that all these upside down cards aren't necessarily negative. They're more ghost of Christmas future. Like, hey, this is stuff to watch out for. Don't do that. So looking at the Three of Wands as a card that represents the recent path, it typically speaks to foresight and long-term success when it's right side up. But when he's reversed, he speaks to obstacles and delays to long-term goals. As he's indicating your history in terms of life balance and mental health, the reverse Three of Wands seems to be saying that there are gaps in planning. You possibly haven't reached the success that you had planned on, and you're frustrated with the outlook of things in the future. Things haven't gone the way you thought they were going to go, traditionally. And wands are a suit of passions and desires, so looking at it in terms of what you love and what drives you, this all makes sense just based on the fact that you're asking this question and the way that you ask the question. You spent your whole life solving problems and overcoming obstacles, though. So this isn't bad. It's just a signpost that this is where we are. Just like high risk is often accompanied by high reward, intense drives are often accompanied by a steeper learning curve and more difficult challenges. So moving forward into immediate action, the Ten of Pentacles is a super comfortable card. It's like a wealthy card. It's a family in a castle just doing well. So as far as material security goals are, the Ten of Pentacles is where it's at. Reversed, we're again looking at obstacles. Something seems to be getting in the way of stability, possibly with money or family or just overall. But you asked the question, so none of this is surprising. How do you respond, though, now? How do you start turning that over? And what is indicated here is that things are tough right now, and they may be tough for a second. Invest some time and lean on your partner for help in providing that balance and stability that you're searching for. The upside-down Ten of Pentacles indicates that there's some give and take that needs to happen in your relationship in order to bring that life balance back and to keep everybody healthy. And then that extra help and stability allows you to reverse the reverse, which creates the good Ten of Pentacles, the situation where you're able to enjoy the benefits of comfort and material security, as well as relationship stability throughout your family and then your extended family and your chosen family as well. And then looking towards the future, we've got the Page of Swords reversed. The Page of Swords is he gets things done. When he's reversed, it's not as promising. He has a maybe a lack of follow-through, and then also an aspect of like, missed promises or disappointing people who are counting on you. So be careful now how much you commit yourself to things in the future. Don't also rest on your past success. Always be looking forward into accomplishing the goals that you have right now to push forward into the brighter future. Finish one thing first. Put one foot in front of the other. And also use your mental and emotional resources to understand current situations. Don't assume you know best when something is going on. And at the same time, the Page of Swords warns you to get rid of whatever imposter syndrome you have. You're enough. So use your skills, experiences, and knowledge to help lead yourself, your family, your friends, and your business into a new era of being right side up. So, Kelly, I hope that helped and made sense. Thanks.
Well, we've all learned something, haven't we?
I think so.
We want to thank our question askers this week, Andrea and Kelly.
And if you have questions that you would like to ask the cards and we two humble, unqualified amateur tarot readers, you can get us at, you can find us at amateurtarot.tumblr.com. That's also a place where you can look at our readings and some pictures that we take. And then you can also email us at amateurtarotreadings@gmail.com.
Or you can find us on social media on Twitter at Tarot Amateur and Facebook/AmateurTarot. Thanks so much for listening.
Yeah, thanks so much. Have a great week.